It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, before I let you know what we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter, I want to give a big shout out to our current show sponsors, and that is Fairy House Sunday Market, which is Ireland's favourite Sunday market. In fact, it could well be the favourite market in the whole country, because Fairy House Sunday Market is on the go over 30 years. People from far and near visit Fairy House because you can get everything and anything your little heart might desire at Fairy House Sunday Market. You'll find anything from clothing to shoes, to jewellery, to workwear, to mats, to bed linen, power tools, hand tools, toys and gifts. You name it, you will find it at Fairy House Sunday Market. And they also have a car boot sale section for people who want to declutter their houses and upcycle their old items rather than throw them out. And I have to say, the day I was there a couple of weeks ago, the variety at the car boot sale section was brilliant. And as I said, and we've said several times, it's well worth a day out with all of the family. And a couple of weeks ago I did visit the market and I spoke to a number of different traders, and Noel has a stall that sells everything and anything.
We have everything from cups to frying pans to a few bits of tools, toys, shoes, you name it. I'm coming up here 2-3 years, I think. It's great. It's fantastic. It's like a carnival day out, you know. It's that kind of thing, that kind of feel about it. You could get anything up there and you could meet anyone up here. The fantastic value, right, and you're not supporting the big multinationals, foreign shops and whatnot. You're supporting local people, hard-working local people out to make a few bob. They have great product, great prices, and you get a bit of crack as well. And you know, when you're out and about and you're meeting people and you're getting that little, that personal touch that you don't get in shops anymore.
And that was one of the traders, Noel, that I spoke to recently. Fairy House Sunday Market is open most Sundays throughout the year, except on Sundays when there is a race meeting like Easter Sunday. But generally open most Sundays throughout the year. Pop along and say hello. So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? Carly sent us this message and I want to read it to you. Here's what Carly had to say. I know you probably won't even read this because it doesn't suit your agenda, whatever that means, but my son is being discriminated against because he's Irish. There's such a thing as racism towards the Irish. We live in the inner city, and where we live, there are loads of convenience stores around the place. My son is 16, in school, and was looking for evening work in one of the shops. And he went to four of the shops looking for work because he's Irish, he didn't get any work. Yet we know for a fact that they are only giving jobs to people from their own country. One of the shops is run by an Indian fella and all the staff are Indian. Some of the shops are run by Pakistani people and no Irish are hired. They should have to hire 50% Irish. It's a joke. Imagine if there was a shop only hiring Irish. You'd talk about that then, wouldn't you? I'm very angry over this. And that's from a lady called Carly. And that's the conversation that we want to have with you. She believes that shops should have to hire 50% of their staff Irish people. I've never known of anybody having to go into a job application with a passport to prove that you're actually Irish. But and then other people on our Facebook page are calling for a boycott of stores that won't hire Irish people.
Okay, I'm just playing devil's advocate here and seeing things that I notice. And she's kind of right in what she says. A lot of the shops you do go into, you don't see Irish people working. I'm talking about convenience stores, but I'm not talking about the likes of Tesco's and Dunnes and stuff like that. I'm talking about small little shops, which, now, she named the shops that she went into. They are...
That's irrelevant, it really
no,
is.
No, but the four shops are convenience stores, and they will be chain convenience stores. Well, one of them is, I've never heard of it before, but three of them are branches of a chain of convenience stores, yeah? And I've been in these shops, not those particular ones, and there aren't any Irish people working in them. Now, is that because...
I was about to say, is that because a lot of Irish people couldn't be arsed, don't want to work in convenience stores? And yeah, this young fella might want to work.
No, I don't believe that, because you go into my local Dunn's and there's loads of students.
Okay, we're not talking about Dunn's. We're talking about corner shops.
No, but you're saying Irish people don't want to work. They clearly do. Her son wants to work. Her son wants a job. He went for a job and didn't get it. Because, and she's saying he didn't get it, yet they're hiring people. No.
Is it not true to say, though, in all walks of life, it's not what you know, it's who you know. And yeah, okay, maybe he is hiring people that he knows because he knows them. Simple as that.
But to not hire somebody based purely on what country they come from, that is racist.
No, he probably has enough staff, and if he's hiring staff, he tends to hire people that he knows. They could be all his family working in that shop. And you'll find in a lot of convenience stores, it is an entire family are working morning, noon and night. So I'd say that's more the issue. It's certainly nothing to do with racism against the Irish. Well, that's what she's claiming. That this is pure racism against the Irish just because her son couldn't get a job. Whoop-de-doo.
Well, she's right. She's right to be pissed off about it.
He couldn't get a job. So what?
Those four shops.
Go to more shops.
No, the four shops, if you look at them where they are them on Google Maps, those four shops, are all within walking distance of where that family lived.
Correct.
So he wants a job in his local community.
And I get that.
So surely he should be able to get a job in his local community.
Okay, now she didn't say whether they were hiring or not. All she said was, I know for a fact that they've taken people on recently. Like, so what?
Okay, so you don't think there's...
I don't see there's an issue here. No, just look at more shops.
But you see, when you say stuff like that, you're playing into her hands that she said that you have an agenda about this.
I don't have any sort of an agenda. Well, all I'm saying is...
Well, do you not think it's strange that when you go into a shop... No, I don't have a problem with this. I don't care what nationality shop workers are. But is it not a bit strange when you go into a shop that...
If it's a family-owned business, yeah? If it's a family-owned...
No, they're all franchises. They're not family.
If it was a family-owned business, so what? You hire who you want. You hire your family. That's what a family-run business is. And that is the case in a lot of places, that it is an entire family running the shop.
Okay, so you don't think... Well, does anybody think that...
I don't think it's racism towards the Irish. No, I don't think it's anything like that. I know the young fellas... He went to only four shops as well. Jesus, God be with the days. When I was a young fella, you'd have to go to 200 shops just to get one job.
No, he tried the shops there. Sorry, by the way, I don't believe the nonsense. You go past any convenience store, there's always a sign up in the window looking for staff. So I don't believe for 1 second that out of the four shops, none of them were looking for a worker to work evening times. It's impossible for these shops to get staff to work evening times. So why, when you go into some shops, is there not one Irish person working?
Some shops. Again, because somebody has a franchise and then somebody uses that franchise to just hire their family. Whoop-de-doo. Get over it. We all do the same thing.
So they're all family. That's what you're trying to claim now.
But here, you look even at our little business here. Who has worked on this podcast with us? My son and my daughter.
This is a special...
No, it's not. It's not. It's the exact same thing. We have had, over the last couple of years, both my son and my daughter working on different aspects of our podcast. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. What's the difference? What is the difference? Why didn't we not advertise and try and find somebody different?
Yeah, but they weren't hired on the colour of their skin.
I didn't say they were. I'm trying to argue with you that sometimes it's not what you know, it's who you know.
Okay, so there's no racism at play.
I don't believe there's any racism at play.
Does anybody believe that there is? No, I'm not saying there is as well, but does anybody believe that there is racism at play here? Because...
Anyway, he went to four shops. Whoop-de-doo, go to 44 and you might get a job.
But again... You didn't answer my question. How come you go into a lot of convenience stores and you will not see an Irish person working there?
I don't think it's a deliberate policy of racism against the Irish, if that's what you're talking about.
No, I'm not saying that.
Our number is 085-825-2626 if you'd like to get involved in this conversation. Let me bring in Glenn.
How's it going, lads? I got a job through doing night shifts at Tesco through my cousin. Didn't like it. Lasts like 2-3 weeks. Then back to work with my kids like a week later. So my thing is, what if it was like just an attack to talk about foreigners and to fucking propaganda? Anyway, at the end of the day, I got one of my jobs through my cousin and he gave me a show, things like that. I've recommended people in the past for certain jobs And I don't know what some of them said they didn't want to and things like that. But when I said, oh, look, I might know someone when I was working in creches in Ireland, they're like, who, and what are you like, and things like that. If there's a chance of knowing somebody in your job and you said you knew them, the manager was going to take some portion of your work, depending on your relationship with the bosses. So my thing is, it's all about who you know, what you know. But even more with this digital footprint now that everyone has even more of, you're not doing yourself any favours writing into a show or commenting about giving out about foreigners taking jobs when you could be needing a new job in a couple of weeks and it could be a foreigner interviewing you.
Now, Darren has been in touch with us with a message for me.
If this was a black man on the phone saying that they're only hiring only Irish and no foreigners, you would be calling the shop racist. And don't say you wouldn't, because you would. I'm actually very surprised that Jeremy here is saying that it's actually a bit of racism. Very surprised. He must be coming back to the right a bit, is he?
No, what do you mean coming back to the right? I've never been on that side.
Yeah.
No.
Okay, but if this were reversed, this is his point, and a black guy was on the phone to us, every shop I go into, they won't hire me because I'm a black man.
Yeah. We have had that topic a lot of the time. We've done it about taxi drivers, black taxi drivers, and people not getting into a cab because the driver is black. That is racism. Anytime someone is judged or is treated differently because of the colour of their skin is racism. And racism.
Okay, but Darren believes that you've come to the right side again.
I've never been on the right side.
Because you see this as racism. It's not racism.
No.
It's just the young fella hasn't got a bloody job.
No, I'm not saying
and now Mammy is making up some shite that they're only hiring for.
What I said was racism was if someone is denied, yeah? If someone is denied a job position. It's only, by the way, it's not working in a bank. It's working.
No, I know what it is.
Packing shelves. If someone is denied that job purely because they're not from the same country as the employer who only wants to hire people from his own hometown or whatever, that's racism.
No, it's not.
Oh, okay.
It's not. He just went to four shops. Four bloody shops. Go to 44 shops and then come back to us.
So it's okay. None to
John, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, John?
The imagine. How you doing, Jeremy?
John, you want to see a boycott of these shops. Why?
Well, why shouldn't he? You know, if that's the case. If they're only hiring their own, why shop in them, you know?
But again, what's wrong with hiring your own? Don't we all do that? I only mentioned a minute ago that my own son and daughter have done work on this podcast.
But that's your own podcast.
Yeah. And in a lot of places, the shops are being run by a family.
No, they're not. All the Spars, you're telling me all the Spars, all the Circle K's, the same family own them?
No, I didn't say that, but the shops that this guy's talking about, two of them are convenience stores like you just mentioned. The other two are, I would say, corner shops, family-run corner shops.
Well, yeah, but here's the thing. It's very highly unlikely that you get the whole four of them ran by, you know, it doesn't work, you know, agent.
This young fellow went to four shops and he didn't get a job.
And he goes home to his mammy, I couldn't get a job.
I couldn't get a job. But why, son? Because they're all foreigners. And then that's it. That's the conversation.
There's another point I wanted to make. The foreigners are working for far less than the Irish are working for. And that's why they're getting employed too, you know.
We still have the minimum wage. That applies to everybody.
They're working for less than minimum wage. And I know that myself, you know. They'll work for anything, you know, to get in anywhere. But the fact of the matter is, Adrian, this is, we're not talking about corner shops here either. I'll tell you what we're talking about. We're talking about multinational, you know, garages here, you know, Circle K's. You walk into any of these places now, there's no Irish working there anymore.
But is that not because the Irish aren't bothered? They just don't apply.
You hear this? They want to fucking work. He's looking for work. You know, you can't go down that route there that they're not looking for work. Of course they're looking for work. You see the Irish taxi game. You know, just fucking here. I tell you what, it's spot the Irish taxi driver these days because there isn't any. You know, because
sorry, John. With taxi drivers, they are self-employed. So that, you know, the amount of taxi drivers drivers who are foreigners is nothing to do on discrimination or anything like that, because you apply as an individual.
In every aspect, the security business, every aspect of every business being taken over by foreignization. And if you can't see that, you're fucking blind and you've been living under a rock the last couple of years. Because everywhere I go, no matter where you go, foreigners everywhere. Every fucking where. Spot the Irish these days. You go into Lidl, you go into Aldi, foreigners. The only people that you get Irish in is Dun Stores these days. You'd be, you know, that's it. You know, like, that's the only, it's mad that I say this, but it's an Irish owned company, I get that. But it's not overrun by foreigners, if you get what I'm saying.
Okay, but and I agree with you. In a lot of shops that you go into, it is foreigners behind the counter. I agree. I've noticed it myself. Mind you, it's been that way for years. But so what?
Of course not.
But so what?
That's not so fucking what. How can you be so what? Where's the Irish going to get their jobs now? Where's the kids coming up? He's looking for the job, Asian. Like, you can't be begrudging for that.
No, nobody's begrudging him for that.
Well, he has got a point.
No. Hang on. The fact of the matter is that his mother is turning this around as racism towards the Irish because her little angle couldn't get a job after going to four shops.
It's easy
to just blame... Okay. Discrimination against the Irish.
The fact of the matter is, Adrian, you know, my daughters and sons, it was only a few years back that they were looking for summertime jobs, and when school was finished, they couldn't get in anywhere. Why? Because the foreigners were only coming here at that stage. But the fact of the matter is now, they're fucked. They won't be getting any summer jobs. They won't be getting any jobs, actually, the way they're going on, because busloads of fuckers are coming into the country, they're living in I-Pass centres, and then they're going out to looking for work. And I mean this when I say this to you. The I-Pass centres have... guys, they're working to get them jobs in certain places, and that's a fact. I don't even have to say that to you, because you knew that anyway.
But John, an awful lot of places, and Jeremy's right in what he said earlier on, you go around to many corner shops around the city, they will have a sign in the window saying deli counter staff required, staff required. Yeah. So it's not they can't get the bloody staff. That's the problem.
No, they can get them all right. It's the staff that they want to hire, Agent.
My issue is that Carly, who's the mammy of this 16-year-old young fella, her immediate way of explaining why her son didn't get a job when he went to four shops is because it's racism towards the Irish. That's absolute bullshit.
Look, she's not far off, honest to God. You know, the fact of the matter is, it's getting worse and worse, and it's not only about that, Agent. As I said, I'm not explaining so many sectors there for you. You know, they are taking over. There is no jobs, and if there is jobs, they want their own. They do want their own. It's a fact. You know, it is where it is. Honest to God, like, I see, look, most of the centres, right, they run Irish, the Irish are running them. And it's great to see that they're taking on their own. They have more Irish than foreigners. And it's great to see that. You go into a Spar, you haven't got a fucking hope. You go into a Londis, haven't got a hope. You go into a Mace, you haven't got a hope. You know, I notice this from different companies that I go into, you know, and it's a fact, you know, you look at it. As I said to you about Aldi and Lidl and Dun Stores, Super Value, again, an Irish-owned based brand and an Irish-based company that hires a lot of Irish people, same as Dun Stores, but Aldi, Lidl, you can forget about it. But that's all I'm making a point is, Adrian, that it's different companies, different
Do you think Mr. Lidl, when he's hiring staff for his brand new supermarket,
doesn't want the Irish people? Doesn't want them.
Why does he not want them?
Because he'd get the foreigners in. They're gonna work for cheaper, and they're gonna stay on longer hours.
Same wages. Wages apply to everybody. The same labour law applies to everybody, regardless of where you're from.
The fact of the matter is, you can see the foreigners there. They're coming into. They don't have kids. They don't have families.
What this says to me, you know, about the likes of the supermarkets with a lot of foreign staff is that the Irish either aren't applying for the jobs or just don't want them.
Well, of course they're applying for them. I'm not to tell you about Super Value and Dun Stores. You know, it's Aldi and Lidl that wants the foreigners working for them. It's true. It's a fact. It's a look at the fucking
it's nothing to do with the fact that the Irish don't want to work those jobs.
Well, you're telling me that the Irish don't want to work. We have a simple case here that a guy wants to have a fucking job and he can't get a local job in his local community.
He went to four shops, John. Yeah. Four shops.
And where do you want him to go? 20 miles out of the area? Like,
six shops.
Yeah, well, like, you can go to 66 shops, I suppose, but the fact of the matter is...
By the way, John, we're talking about a family that live in the north inner city, okay? There are hundreds of shops within a two-mile walking distance of where they live. Stay there for a second if you can, please. Our number is 085 0818-825-2626. If you'd like to get involved in this, Kathleen, you're on Opinions Matter.
Hello.
How are you, Kathleen? Now, Kathleen, what do you want to say?
I must have been in four shops. I live in the Liberties, and I must have been in four shops, and there's not one Irish walking in one of the four shops.
And what do you think of that?
And I just think, as I said, every shop you go into now, Adrian, in our fairness, it's mostly foreign people.
And do you think that's because management are deliberately hiring foreign people, or because the Irish couldn't be arsed doing those jobs?
I think it's that, and I also think, Adrian, to be honest with you, because there's so many self-checkout machines now, I don't use them myself personally. I ask for a staff member to serve me because I don't work in the shop. But as I said, there's a lot of staff being let go because of the self-service and whatever, especially in Lidl, in the Liberties.
Oh, they've new self-service checkouts, have they?
There's so many in Lidl now in Thomas Street. Like, I think the shop does be packed, and there's four or five self checkers, and then there's two staff on the till, and it's crazy. But I must have been in four shops, Adrian, just this morning, and the four shops I was in were all full.
Okay, now Carly, who's the lady who contacted us, who's also from the inner city, said that there is racism towards the Irish, and that's why her son can't get a job. What do you say to that?
Well, I think there is, Adrian. I think it works both ways. I mean, you can't just turn around and say, I mean, it's just the four shops. They come back with the same thing as saying, I wasn't hired because I'm foreign. But as I said, I must have been in four shops this morning, up in the Liberties. I live in the Liberties, and I must have been up in four shops up in Thomas Street, and there's no Irish staff. And they're all, you know, Tesco, Tesco, Centra, Spar, and you know, just no Irish walking in.
And do you think so? This is my question, because this is what Carly believes. Do you think this is a deliberate policy by these big shops to not hire Irish people? Or is it because the Irish people just aren't applying?
No, I do think that you just don't want to hire them, Adrian, because for the simple fact, why is that? I mean, I seem to come out of Thomas Street, and all the shops have Irish in them. Do you know what I mean? You see them in all the shops. But as I said, I was in Tesco this morning, and I was told you can use the machine over there. I said, no thanks, I don't work here. I'm not looking for a job. I'm not serving myself. And I think there's a lot of them machines coming in now. And there's then one staff member, and then there's nobody behind the counter. You have to use the self-checkout. I don't know.
I do agree with you that these self-service checkouts are affecting jobs, but the conversation today isn't really about that. It's about the fact that a lot of shops have foreigners.
No, I think and, discrimination.
You think it is discrimination against the Irish?
Yes, I have to agree with Jeremy. I'm John.
Okay, stay with me for a second, Kathleen, if you can, please.
Sorry, I'm not saying what John is saying. Jesus, don't let me in there as a... But I am saying it does happen. I'll give you an example there. A friend of a friend of mine who lives in America owns a bar in Boston, has an Irish bar in Boston, yeah?
Yeah.
And he mailed a college here in Ireland looking for staff to come over. He wanted Irish staff to come over to his Irish bar.
And what's wrong with that?
Well, why didn't he look for local people in Boston?
Because it makes his Irish bar much more authentic when he has Irish staff.
But this is a man...
That's completely different.
No. This is a man running an Irish bar, an Irish bloke, yeah?
Yeah.
Who moved to Boston 30 years ago.
Yeah.
Owns a very successful bar in Boston, yeah? And rather than hiring local people in Boston, he sent an email to a college here.
Yeah, because he wants his bar to be much more authentic. My pet hate in life is if I rock up to an Irish bar and there might be one Irish person behind the bar and then the rest are all locals. It's not an Irish bar then.
Why a 22-year-old Bostonian who is looking for a job in a bar
doesn't want to work in an Irish bar?
Well, maybe he does want to work in an Irish bar. But this fella specifically asked for J1 students to come over from Ireland to work in his bar for the summer.
Fair play to him.
As opposed to locals.
Because he wants to make his bar authentically Irish.
I tell you, if Trump found out about it, he'd shut the pub down.
Matt has been in touch with us.
Well, lad, sorry I can't come on. Busy evening, but I just think your woman, Carly, is trying to find a reason for our son not getting hired. That isn't the case. She's just looking for some reason to blame somebody else, blame the foreigners, you know, as we always do nowadays. But, if it's a privately owned business, especially if it's a garage or a shop or whatever, if it's a privately owned business, like, they've every right to hire whoever they want. You know, like my first job I got because my uncle knew the owner of the shop and my dad knew him as well. So they went up and chatted and said, "Are there any jobs going?" And he took me on. And like, what's the problem with that? That happens all the time. And she wouldn't be saying this you know, this wouldn't be a problem if it was an Irish person doing it for another Irish person. But because it's someone who's not white doing it for somebody who's not white, then she has a problem with it, right? Because you have to blame the foreigners and everything nowadays. So I just think she's being dramatic and just being a bit of a twat, to be honest with you. Like, tell her son to go look for a job somewhere else.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dick. Podcast from Ireland with a difference.
You put some money in your pocket. You come on down to Fairy House. If you want a bargain, it's a place to be. There's plenty of parking, it's too easy, you'll see. La, 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 la.
Fairy House Sunday Market. Open every week.
Very busy reaction to our conversation today. Lots of you sending us WhatsApp voice notes to 085-825-2626, like Emma.
Hang on a minute. How do we know they're not Irish? According to you, which we had a conversation about a few weeks ago on the podcast, if it doesn't matter what colour anyone is, they could have an Irish passport, it makes them Irish. So all these people in the shop could be born here, they could have Irish passports, they could have residency, they could be Irish. So what she's technically being racist and saying they're not Irish, they're because of the colour of their skin.
Thanks, Emma. Henry, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Henry?
Hi, guys. How's it going?
Good, thanks, Henry. You've heard people like Kathleen and John both saying that there is a deliberate racist policy towards the Irish when it comes to hiring in shops around the country, but particularly in Dublin. What do you say to that?
No, that's not true at all, because I often go around to shops in Cork, I've gone around to shops in Limerick, I've gone around to shops in Dublin. I see loads of Irish people working in shops. You know, like you see your problem
with your you will, though, Henry, go into some shops, and nearly everyone is a foreigner.
Yeah, you will. But you will. You do at times. I'm not going to disagree with you that. But with your man there, what's her son's name? Her son is it? Yeah, he only went into four shops. I mean, four shops in an inner city area. That's not big, is it?
No, it's not. No, it's not. I agree. And I did say within a 2 mile radius of where they live, there are probably 40 or 50 shops.
No, and not only that, but they're in a spitting distance of a very busy city centre.
Correct.
Like, there's loads of penny shops, there's loads of Debenhams, if there's...
And there's no Debenhams anymore, unfortunately.
Yeah, sorry. No, but Brown Thomas or any department stores like that, the city is full of them.
Okay, so when you hear somebody like Kathleen or the lady Carly who sent us the message in the first place saying that there is a discriminatory policy, like Kathleen was in four shops today around her area in the Liberties and not one Irish person in those shops. She believes that there is a deliberate policy against the Irish. What do you say to that?
Well, you can't really say that for sure because you don't know if that's a fact or not, because...
But Kathleen, you believe it is... Yeah, go on. You believe it is a fact.
Yeah, I live here, and there's a lot of restaurants, you probably didn't know, a lot of restaurants, hairdressers, all that going up around the Liberties now. And very few Irish are working in any of them.
Well, maybe they tried to hire the Irish people, but the Irish people didn't probably want the jobs. Who knows?
Why do people keep using that excuse? Maybe they tried to hire the Irish. And, yeah. I mean, the woman said that child went looking for a job. I mean, why would she say he went looking for a job and didn't go looking for a job?
Okay. But what he should have done is he should have went to just more than shops around his area. He should have went maybe further afield even. Because if you only stick to four shops in the four area, the chances of you getting a job are going to be very slim. You have to broaden your horizons.
Well, maybe he just got his hand up to go to phone and
Kathleen, not good enough.
No, Kathleen, I can remember as a young fella handing out my CV to about 100 shops in town and getting absolutely nothing back. So that's disheartening. Four?
Nope.
Not really trying very hard.
Because Jeremy, can I point out there, the unemployment rate in Ireland right now is a 4%. It's not like a 15% as it was 14 years ago.
Yeah, we full employment now.
Yeah, we've nearly that. I mean, you look at various construction sites around the country, right? They're screaming out for people to come and work for them. You know, and they can't get anybody.
I know, but this was just a young fella of what age is he again? 16 years.
Yeah.
Going to his local shops. He lives in the inner city. Going to four shops that he knows are hiring at the moment, because most have those signs in the middle. Shops are always hiring staff. He wanted to do a couple of hours every evening after school, and feels that he didn't get it because of the colour of his skin.
Which is ridiculous.
Sorry, Jeremy, can I ask you something, right? Yeah. Here's the thing, right? Like, I know plenty of people, right, who had to go even go 2 miles to get work, and they eventually got it because they tried hard to get it. But I'm sorry, no, this guy only went to four shops. That's not trying.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. I think that is trying.
Really trying is going to over 10 of them.
Okay, yeah, and I totally agree. I mean, and this whole thing, like, I don't want to travel more than, 20 metres to get work.
She didn't say
that. He went to four shops. Seriously, how far did he go? Therese sent us a message to say, I take the bus every Friday from Duleek to Drogheda for my job. In other words, sometimes you have to travel a bit further than down the road.
Adrian, can I say something now? Yeah. When I first had my job at 18, right? I had to get a bus and a train to work across Cork City, which is where I lived at the time.
And me, my very first job, we lived out in Ballybrack. I worked in the city centre, had to get a train and a bus into work every day for my very first job.
If we had to do it then, why can't he do it now?
That's exactly and Kathleen, do you not get that? That, you know, he only went to four shops, and the end result of visiting the four shops was to say, you didn't get a job because they're all racist, they're only hiring foreigners.
No, I just think, Adrian, when you think about 16, I'd say the difference was 18, 20, 20, or whatever, but 16, I just say probably just wants the job, and it was disheartening when he was told no water. Now, I do see signs up on the windows, open the shop immediately, but every time you go in, just certain people, and the sign is gone.
Okay, but you don't know how many local Dublin people are going in asking about those jobs. Probably none. Do you understand the point I'm making? You've no way. You walk into the shop, and yes, I agree, in a lot of shops it's all foreigners, but you don't know when they advertise for their jobs if any Irish people apply. I'd say in a lot of places they don't.
You don't know that, Adrian. Do you know what I mean?
No, I don't. I'd love to know. If you are an employer, let us know. Have you tried to hire staff and no Irish applied? Because I believe that that is the case in an awful lot of cases. Our number is 085-825-2626. If you'd like to get involved with this, Darren is still angry.
Adrian is just point blank saying that there's no racism involved. Ah, typical. If there's another way around, it wouldn't be the same.
I don't believe, Darren, that there's a manager in a store or a shop or a corner shop or whatever who sees this young fellow walking in the door. No, we not hire him because he's Irish. I don't believe that is actually happening. Sorry,
but you've no evidence to say it's not.
No, I'd love to know if anybody, if there is.
No, nobody's going to know. You're not going to get a Pakistani guy on.
No,
okay?
No. I mean, any sort of a shopkeeper,
by the way,
who's tried to hire staff, do the Irish apply? I'm arguing that I don't think they do. That's why.
Obviously Irish people will work in shops.
Yeah, in some shops, not in all.
So they don't want to work in convenience stores?
No, I don't think so.
Really?
Yeah.
Because they see it beneath them.
I didn't say beneath them, I just don't think they apply. So therefore, this particular shop needs to get staff. But my point is that for Carly and her son to turn this around after him visiting four shops into a racist thing is just ridiculous.
No, not everything is racist, but you have to ask
But that's what they said. Racism towards Irish. Says it in the message, look.
They did use the R word, yes.
I underlined it. Where am I going now? Jason, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jason?
Afternoon, Aidan. How are you, Paul?
Good, thanks, Jason. What do you want to say on this?
I can see it from both angles, in all fairness. Just because of the industry I'm in, they can't get staff, okay? I know a couple of big made companies, and they have to bust them in. Like, one company had to go to Poland and advertise for staff. He could not get Irish staff. Unfortunately, we got to westernize, if you want to call it that way. A lot of money during the 90s and 90s. Parents didn't want their kids in mediocre jobs. You know, you had a fella on Monday, that's fucking Steve Gobshaw, remember, wouldn't have his kids working in the shop because it's beneath them. That's what we've read. These businesses still need to run. They need to get employees. And when these Pakistani families go into these shops, they do run them. They run them night and day for these companies. Irish people won't. Too expensive to hire Irish people now. We've priced ourselves out of the low-hanging fruit jobs. On the other scale, they're flooding certain markets with cheap labour. The HGV industry is getting destroyed at the moment. I'm sure you've noticed a lot of different drivers on them. They're working for a quarter of the price. They're living in their truck 7 nights a week.
No,
They have them living on land in caravans when they're out with their trucks because it's illegal to sleep in your truck 7 nights a week. So what they're doing is they're putting them fucking mobile homes on the lands, and they have them living in there, and they're charging the bloody rent for it.
Yeah, no,
I
have seen some of it. I have. Here's a message that we just got in a second ago, and it says, I work in security, and less than 10% of people who apply for jobs are Irish.
Yep, come here. I work in the warehouse industry, just let's say, yeah. I find I could go all week, and this is no word of a lie, I could go all week going to a warehouse every day and not bump into a single Irish person. Top management, yes. You know that type of way. You will, but very mixed with Eastern Europeans. But you go warehouse forklift down to anybody on that level, and I'm talking the four biggest retailers in this country, you will not find one in their warehouses. I do all their warehouses, Adrian. I do all their RDCs. All the supermarkets in this country, I do all their RDCs. And the trouble we have as Irish lads, because their own drivers come in with their own language, their little handshakes, the way we're talking, before you know it, they're tip-turned around, they're gone out, and we're left sitting there. And it's a major issue.
Okay, and I get that, but...
We do it. We look after ourselves, and that's what we do. When the Irish went abroad, we congregated together. Correct. One fella got in, he got 20 in. That's what we do. That's what we do as people. Unfortunately, that's what we do.
And that was the point that I made earlier on. Yep. In a lot of jobs, it's not what you know, it's who you know. And that's how a lot of people get into jobs.
How I got my first start, through my father. He got it through his father, my grandfather. The three of us worked in the same industry, Irish Independent, back up to the I was one of the last to walk on Princess Street. You know, up at the side of Penny's there.
Okay, stay there for one second if you can, please. Jason, let me bring in Eddie, who's dying to give his opinion.
Hey, lads. In this day and age, most Irish people won't work in retail because it doesn't pay good enough wage to live on. Most of them are on minimum rate. What's the living wage now? 13.50. So what's that? Multiply that by 40. That's €540. So after tax, it's probably about €450. You're not fucking living on that. That's not even going to cover your rent. I mean, I probably hazard a guess to say, if you see an Irish person working in retail, it's either doing a council gaff or the husband has a very good fucking job. You know what I mean? You just can't afford to work in retail and have a good.
And this is the point that I've been making along. The reason we have this impression.
So that message is null and void, by the way.
Why? How?
It's a null and void message. He's talking about people who were looking for mortgage and stuff like that. We're talking about here a 16-year-old young fella who was in school.
I understand all that.
He's not looking for €25 an hour.
No. What's
the minimum wage in Ireland at the moment?
12-something, I think. Yeah, something like that. But anyway, the fact of the matter is, there you are,
$13.50. My first job, by the way, was $1.75 an hour.
Yeah, it was 120 years ago. The fact of the matter is that Jason is right, Eddie is right in what he says. That I would say the percentage of Irish people applying for jobs in convenience stores, small local corner shops, is 90% foreigners and 10% Irish. I'd say it's the exact same as the security business.
You can't just make up figures that don't exist.
I'm going to stick with those figures until I'm told otherwise.
No, but this young fella.
Yeah, the young fella.
He's not trying to get
a mortgage. Can I just tell you as well?
He's not trying to get a mortgage.
Only 16, and maybe the shops don't want to hire 16-year-olds. Maybe they're happy with the staff they have. They don't want a 16-year-old.
No, because in fact, a shop that I shop in regularly, you know that shop in Loughlinstown beside the Lock Inn? It's a great shop. Another little newsagent shop.
Yeah.
That has young people packing the shelves and stuff
like
that.
Brilliant, yeah. Well done.
What? No, no, don't be so condescending.
I'm not. I'm merely saying that a lot of shops will don't get applications from Irish people because Irish people don't want to work in retail, which is how we have so many foreigners working in retail.
That's not true at all. Go up to Dun's Cornell's Court on a Saturday and you will see swarms of teenage and college age students working in Dun's on a Saturday. So you stop making stuff up.
Jonathan!
How are you still? That's sorry, I can't come on. Just listen to the conversation. Very interesting. But here's my question: how come you still keep on saying when anyone outside of this country feels this way, that way, that way, this way, like they feel like they're Irish or something else? It's acceptable. We have to believe them people. But as soon as an Irish lad says he feels like he's been discriminated against, or he's losing the plot, he's delusional. You don't know he's not being discriminated against. You have no proof of that. But how can you just keep on saying that? Like I said, is it all for everyone else in this country having feelings and then being accepted? You know, I feel like I'm Irish today. Oh, they're definitely Irish according to you still, but no proof. So, you know, just answer that question for me, Chris. How do you know he's not being discriminated against because of the colour of his skin?
Opinions matter. Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
You put some money in your pocket. You come on down to Fairy House.
Fairy House Sunday Market, open every week.
Just back to that message that I played a moment ago from Jonathan. How do I know that he's not being discriminated against because of the colour of his skin? I don't know with absolute certainty that he isn't, Jonathan, but I would assume that that is not the reason. And then another message from Nicola, and I don't know what, Nicola, this is all about. She says, what the fuck happened to you, Adrian? You must be screwing a foreigner because you're always for them. No,
yeah, that's a ridiculous thing to say.
No, no, I'm not, is the answer. But it's a ridiculous statement anyway.
He's not actually sticking up for foreigners or Irish. No. This isn't.
I'm merely arguing the point that a lot of Irish don't want those jobs. And I'm also arguing the point that this young fella, Carly's son, needs to get up off his arse and go to more than four shops before he starts throwing the racism card around.
And by the way, Nicola, as well, I'm triggered by this, even if it wasn't directed at me. If you have a problem with this, people should be very careful about putting up where they work on their Facebook profiles, because when you comment, it literally comes up where you work. The place where you work, Nicola, the venue, I'm not going to mention the venue, but the venue where you work, and I was only out there at a gig a couple of weeks ago, great gig, the venue where you work literally has
loads of foreigners.
Loads of foreign nationals. So yep. Why don't you go up to them? You're probably working there tonight, Nicola. Why don't you go up to them when you check into work about 6 o'clock this evening before the gig starts? Why don't you go up to all those people who are non-Irish and say to them, why are you taking this job that could be used for an Irish person? I wonder, do people actually know that they're working beside people who have those views? I mean, she probably, the likes of Nicola probably goes into the canteen with those people and has the crack with Muhammad from Pakistan and is Muhammad's best buddy and all that, when deep down, like, who are you riding, Adrian, that's foreign?
A foreigner, yeah.
Who are you riding that's foreign? But what a weird thing to say as well.
Yeah.
Anyway, just be very careful, guys, putting up where you work on Facebook if you're going to make shit up like that, because the company you work for, Nicola, I would say if I were to go to a gig at that place tonight, I would say about 75% of the people would be non-Irish. I don't have a problem with that, by the way, but I'm just stating facts.
Let me go to line three, and Katie, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Katie.
Hi, how are you?
Good, Katie. Now, what did you want to say on this?
I'm just kind of coming from a different viewpoint. Like I've said before, I was born and raised in Wythenshaw in Manchester. I am no way racist or any. I'm not saying they shouldn't be here and there shouldn't be jobs. But the only thing I can say is over about 10, 15 years back in the early 80s, like 90s time, all our shops, all our businesses, everything were run by more actually English people and Irish people. Our local shop was run by an Irish couple.
Mm-hmm.
Then all of a sudden, early 90s, a little Indian family moved in and they ran the shop. And then I went to school actually with the son and it was grand. But we used to say, are you leaving school to go working? Because when he left school, he'd go straight working. And that's how they used to do it, this little family. Then next minute, the shop beside them, which was a traditional chip shop, was changed. Then next minute, the pub was closed down.
and that was changed into another cultural thing. I can't really know what it was, but what I'm saying is like that seems to be a culture that I've seen that might not be happening here, but it seems to be a culture that happens is they are very hardworking people, and they come and they work away, and next minute the next shop down the road, and then next minute the next shop down the road, and then it is one, like you say, it is one big family that runs it. Then next minute,
But the point that I was making, Katie, earlier on is, don't we all do that? Don't we all look after our own? Yes. Don't we all give jobs to family and friends if we possibly can?
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, like, the people that are coming, say, from the Liberties or the Inner City or something, probably seen that shop being run by an Irish couple and Irish people in it, say, 10, 15 years ago. And it's a little bit of a shock now to people to see another culture running it now. And all I'm saying is I'm coming from, say, you know, like, seeing all this 20 years ago in my place where I grew up, that it seems this is how it starts, and I think Irish people, this is just the way Ireland's going. Like, you know, I think we have to be a little bit more multicultural, and this is it.
Okay,
I don't
so what you're saying to people who are turning this into a racist argument is, this is just the way the country is, and it is a lot of foreigners running and manning shops around the country. Just accept it. It is the way it is.
Yeah, and they come, and it's the ones that can work. They work, but they don't just stay in a 9-to-5 job and go home. They are always looking to be better. They work, 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 then they buy the shop. They work, 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 they buy the flat above the shop. They work, work, work. Do you know what I mean? They don't just go to work, go home, go to work, go
okay,
home.
Okay, so this argument
buy
then.
A little expensive.
Yeah, and I agree with you. An awful lot of foreigners that are working here in Ireland are extremely hard workers. They really are. Yes, they put in the hours. And you could say that about taxi drivers as well, for example. I know of one foreign taxi driver, geez, he's worked more. Morning, noon and night, he's always out in the car. But anyway, your point is, it is what it is. This is the way the country is going. We just have to accept it and work with it. But this idea that it is racist towards the Irish to not be hiring this 16-year-old young fella.
I don't think it's racist. Well, coming from knowing a lot of Indian and Pakistani families that run these shops in the estate where I still go home to, they find it easier to hire because, first off, the language barrier. And I'm not saying it's just because they're people, but they find it easier, and they find that they're a little bit more flexible. And they'll do a little bit more, and they'll do an extra hour, and they'll do another hour here, and they'll come in when they're called on the mobile phone. Do you know what I'm saying? That's coming from what I know from the English and the people that are running these shops now. So they find it easier, first off, with the language barrier and culture, and like even like times of the day it's shut for prayer. Like the whole shop is shut down for prayer. And the English people are coming up expecting to get their milk and bread, and it's shut because it's prayer. Do you know what I'm saying? You know, things like that. But if you have an Irish person working there, they're going to be like, well, I don't pray at this time. Do you know what I'm saying?
I get everything you're saying. I totally understand. But I've been asked to play this voice note for you and get your reaction. So have a listen to this, please, Katie.
More multicultural, my arse. That's what it is, my arse. They're taking over. It's as simple as that. If you can't see it, as I said to you already, you are fucking blind. It's a fact of the matter. They're taking over. There'll be no fucking Irish jobs anywhere for anybody in a couple of years. I'm telling you. Be fucking here. Practice what you preach here, you know, and copy yourselves on. This is happening widespread all over Ireland. Fuck off. Get your shit together, lads.
Well, Katie, do you want to respond to that? They're taking over.
Well, the only way I can answer that is I go home to where I was raised now on holiday to see my family. And there's no pub, there's no chip shop, there's no traditional English shop, newsagent anymore. There's no hairdresser because it's just it's it's run by, you know, do you know what I mean? They're taken over, yeah, possibly, because they work hard and they build a business and their daughter wants to open the hairdresser, so they buy the hairdresser and the daughter moves in there.
And by the way, sorry, sorry for coming across the case, I always love when people like John, very angry John, says about
here, wait till you see the other message I'm after getting.
Yeah, but stay tuned for this message. This is even worse. But John's saying they're taking over. Think about the Spanish people in Magaluffville, John, when you and all your buddies go over every summer for 2 weeks and absolutely run riot in the place. So don't...
I don't think it's a thing that's taken over.
They're not taking over. Nobody's taken over.
Like, so think of it this way, like eyebrow threading. It's a simple, stupid thing, but eyebrow threading. No one in England did it ever. It's only a new thing here. It's an old thing in England. And the Indian ladies and the Pakistani ladies brought that, opened up a salon in the middle of the state we did, and then everybody did eyebrow threading. Like, I think you kind of have to accept a little bit of their way as well and bring it in, and their food and their cultures and everything like that. We want to be a multicultural country. This is what you have to do. I don't think it's racism towards the Irish person. It's just unfortunately...
Yes. Okay, so this lady blaming racism for her young fella not getting a job after going to only 4 shops, you think that's ridiculous?
I don't think it's ridiculous, because I have seen it happen that they find it a little bit easier. It'd be like an Irishman running a construction site. He's going to find it easier to tell a young Irish lad, this is what I want it done now, and I want it done in 2 hours, than battling with a language barrier and everything like that. So I think they just find, they come, they buy, they settle, they work hard, and I think they just find it easier to get to their own. I don't think they're being racist.
Okay, John just messaged back, Katie, and I read out the message of what it says. Fuck off, Katie, is what it says.
Great argument there, John. Well done. But here, Katie, wait till you hear this other message from a guy called Dahi. Have a listen to this.
Take it over.
Bet you won't read this out, Kendi. But you are a you are a racist. I'm not reading that word out.
Oh, racist?
No, the next word.
Sorry, I haven't even seen this yet.
You are a racist. See you next Tuesday towards your own kind. You're a traitor, and you will be tried. Oh, Jesus. You will be tried for treason.
Oh, yes.
Tried for treason when the day comes, which is very soon. You're putting down your own people who made you what you are, a second rate DJ on a podcast that nobody even hears.
Oh, no, I'm taking offense to that. Yeah. Oh, shots fired.
And I'm not some keyboard troll. I'll say it to your face when I see you at. Oh, and then he goes and names a place that I actually work.
Do you be there?
Yeah.
Sorry, that's bad English. Do you be there?
Seriously, treason. Stop it now.
Sorry, hang on. Can we give Casey, can we give out Dahi's phone number?
No, we can't.
Ah, come on, let's give out his phone number, please.
Why would you want to do that?
Oh, I just wanted, that's after rubbing me up the wrong. Well, no, all the bits about treason and all, that's fine. Hang Adrian at the dry. I don't care about that, but it's the bit about
a 2-bit podcast.
Well, no, you don't disagree with either. It is a 2-bit podcast.
What?
Ah, yeah, it's 2-bit. It's 2-bit. It's the bit about that nobody listens to.
Oh, yeah.
Bloody hell.
No, half the country listens to it.
Last month, 270,000 people, Dahi, listened to this podcast. Now, as I said, when you become dictator of the country, Dahi, but first of all, you need to spell Adrian's name right. Kennedy.
Yeah, Kendi, yeah.
Kennedy.
Bet you won't read this out, Kendi.
Kennedy. A second-rate DJ, yes, no argument there.
Shut up.
On a podcast that nobody even hears. That's
not true.
That cut deep.
Jack has been on to us.
Nonsense. Only businesses tend to hire family members, and it's nothing to do with race. I think just to start a cultural war is pure nonsense and hearsay anyway. And I suppose this person, maybe the CV isn't good enough either as well. At the end of the day, try more shops and stop jumping to the first conclusion that it's racism.
Absolutely, I agree with you. Alan.
He looked for 4 jobs. Like, and he's blaming the foreigners for his lack of interest in looking for an actual job. Go to 50 stores. Keep doing what you have to do, because you're not going to get any job looking for 4 stores.
Absolutely. David.
Hey, lads, great show there as usual. I think John's he's a bit wrong there about the there's no Irish working in Aldi's or Lidl's, because I'm in Wicklow here, and the Wicklow Lidl's is full of Irish people that working. And then there's Tesco's up the road as well, and I don't think I've seen one foreigner working in Tesco's, so I think you might be a bit wrong there.
And finally, this WhatsApp voice note from Hi Guys, Damien here.
I know a lot of people involved in the retail industry, and they will tell you that the motivation in young Irish people is not as good as you get with foreign workers. They want to dictate when they can work, when they can get off, etc., etc.
And that was the point that was made earlier on, that either Irish people aren't applying for the jobs, or when they do get the jobs, they don't work as hard as some foreign workers. So I've made a decision at the end of this podcast. We're getting rid of Jeremy, and I'm going to have some Polish dude sitting in that seat tomorrow, and he'll work every hour God send. Not like you, just swanning in at the last minute.
Swanning in. Well, I've just looked up the law, according to the Constitution of Ireland, and life imprisonment is what you get for treason now, Adrian. So they're not going to hang you against my...
But life in prison?
I'll actually die. If you're still listening, by the way, I will become witness on your part. Let's hang Adrian together. Hang him together.
Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast. We'll catch you on the next one.